Osa Johnson was certainly not an imposing figure, but give her a gun and she could drop some of the most ferocious animals in the world before they made lunch of her husband. The story of how the pair captured images that fascinated the country is today's edition of The American Countryside. Conrad Freilich is director of the Safari Museum in Chanute, Kansas. This was the hometown of Osa Johnson. With her husband, Martin, the pair traveled around the world to film people and places folks in the U.S. had never seen.
During their lives, we estimate that they shot around 1 million feet of film. So there's a huge amount of material that they had to edit down, first into a lecture film, and they would begin traveling across the country presenting that. They also would be working with a studio on a commercial movie.
They traveled in the first half of the 20th century, a remarkable feat for a couple who made 5 trips to Africa, 2 to the South Pacific, and another 2 to northern Borneo.
They were filming elephants in areas of Kenya where there are no more elephants in existence. The Johnsons were really creating a record of native customs, dances, and so on that have changed or are no longer practiced.
They were truly a team. And on some occasions, Osa protected her husband from the very animals they were filming.
Osa was a superb marksman. Yeah, it was her job, along with her gun bearers, to protect Martin while he was filming. And Martin was a master filmmaker, and he could work in these very primitive, difficult conditions.
Martin died in a plane crash in California in 1937. Osa survived and continued to write and speak about her travels. They were truly pioneers of today's filmmaking. Their story is preserved here.
This museum was established in 1961 to preserve their work. This is her hometown, and the people of the community really wanted to preserve that legacy and make it available to visitors.
Traveling the countryside in Chanute, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.